This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, and verse 11, and I'm reading on the translation, The Message. God says, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. This gives me so much trust, knowing that God affirms I know what I'm doing. I've had the opportunity of meeting people that they really had no clue about what they were doing. Once I was in Sweden, and I went there to preach in a Bible school where I stayed for a period of almost 1 year. And as I was crossing Europe with my beautiful Land Rover, I loved that car. I've asked someone to do an oil change. Well, because they don't have Land Rover in Sweden, I had to trust this guy that told me, I know what I'm doing. Well, he put a filter that wasn't the right size, and I was driving in Belgium. The filter exploded, all the oil came out of the engine, and my beautiful car was stalled with a broken engine. It was terrible. I thought about the words of this man that told me, I know what I'm doing. From that moment on, that sentence was recorded in my subconscious mind. So when I read the scripture and I read God saying, I know what I'm doing, I remember those words. However, God cannot lie. We should put all of our trust in Him. He doesn't lie, and He knows what He's doing. Even though in life we'll all meet people that will tell us, I know what I'm doing, and then we're disappointed with the results, with God we will never be disappointed. When He says, I know what I'm doing, He really does know what He is doing. We have seasons in our life, situations in which we need hope. We need to know what God has for us. And God says here, I know what I am doing, and I have plans for you. I have plans to take care of you, not abandon you. I have plans to give you the future you hope for. Now the question is, what is the future you hope for? Because of so many disappointments in life, we may have a perspective of the future in which we have no hope, or our hope is for negative things to happen. You may have received a diagnosis of sickness, and the doctor told you, you have to take this medication until you die. I don't know the circumstances of your life, but God knows everything about you. And God says, I know what I'm doing, and I have plans for you. Plans to give you a future, to give you the things you hope for. We should probably rethink our life and our thoughts, and we should align our plans with God's plans, knowing He has the best for us. The King James translation of this scripture says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So the thoughts that God has for us are not evil thoughts, but are thoughts of peace. He will not abandon you. So try to control your thoughts and expect good things from life. Fill your soul with the Word of God, and as you do so, you can have a hope and a future. Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.